Selections, published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2005. Izzy the Inventor.
One morning, Izzy came down to breakfast with a big smile on her face. Her mom was making coffee, and her dad was reading the paper at the table.
"I have good news,"
said Izzy happily.
"I invented a breakfast-making machine."
Izzy's mom and dad looked at her. They did not look happy.
"Where is it, dear?"
asked her dad nervously.
"It's right here,"
said Izzy, pulling a huge machine into the kitchen. Izzy's mom and dad hid under the table. The machine made loud noises as it moved, and smoke came out of it in two or three places.
"Isn't it wonderful?"
said Izzy.
"This will save you a lot of work every morning, Mom."
She looked around, puzzled.
"Mom? Dad?"
Her parents looked out from under the table.
"How do you know it works?"
asked her dad.
"Of course it works,"
said Izzy.
"You said that about the dishwashing machine you invented. It broke all my best china,"
said her mom.
"You said that about the car washing machine, too. All the paint came off,"
said her dad.
"This one works,"
said Izzy.
"Now, what would you like for breakfast, Dad?"
"Cereal,"
said her dad quickly.
"You can have sausage and eggs,"
said Izzy. Izzy pushed some buttons on the machine. She fed it some sausages and some eggs. There were some loud, very strange noises from deep inside the machine. Then, silence. Said Izzy. Then she pressed some more buttons. The machine went bang! Izzy's mom jumped.
"What would you like, Mom?"
Izzy asked brightly.
I'll just have fruit. Thank you, darling,"
her mom said.
"You can have pancakes. You love pancakes,"
said Izzy. She pressed some more buttons and added flour, eggs, and water to the machine. There was a strange noise as the machine mixed, whisked, fried, and stirred. It began to shake. Izzy's mom and dad put their heads back under the table. There was a huge bang, and then a cloud of green smoke filled the kitchen. The machine was quiet and still.
"Oh no, I think it's broken,"
Izzy said sadly. Her parents came out from under the table.
"Really?"
they said together. Izzy's hair had clouds of smoke coming out of it, and one of her eyebrows was gone. Her face was black.
"But look, it did work,"
she said.
"It made your breakfast."
The smoke cleared a little, and there on the table was a large plate. On the plate was a big round ball of pancake with a perfect fried egg on top. When they looked closer, they saw bits of broken eggshell in the pancake ball and two very burnt sausages sticking out of it.
"Oh,"
said Izzy sadly.
"It didn't work at all."
"Never mind, darling,"
said her dad.
"Your next machine will be okay."
"Maybe you should start with something easier,"
said her mom.
"Something that doesn't explode."
"Well, I have an idea for a machine that makes bubble gum,"
said Izzy.
"No!"
both her parents shouted together.